Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm going to call the workshop meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, November 22nd, 2021 at 6:30 PM to order. Kathy, if you'd do a roll call, please.
Carla Collins.
Here.
Jeff Cobb.
Here.
Devin Van Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we have everyone present. Mr. Steele, if you'll lead us in an open prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this time we can gather together for the works in town. We're thankful that you've given us your grace and favor and mercy this day, and thankful for life and health and strength. Ask, Lord, that you give us wisdom and understanding to address the different things that we need to address tonight. I pray for your peace and calmness here this night, Father. And I thank you again, most of all, for your son, Jesus Christ, and for what he's done for us. I'm so thankful for that. And I ask these prayers in his name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all.
He's had a long day at court. I heard you was there. Somebody I know saw you. That's what she said.
Well, we're hoping it's going to be a short night.
Yeah.
All right. First item on the agenda tonight is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person in and around the town of Coburn. Rather than you step forward, you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Is there anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one step forward, I'm going to close public expression. Next item is the approval of the agenda itself. Be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I'd like to add under new business A, police department premium pay.
Second.
Okay, motion second on the floor to add under new business police department premium pay. Is there any discussion? Those in favor of adding this to the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, it's added to the agenda. Any additional additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion second, any discussion? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed, we have an agenda. Thank you. Okay, first item on that agenda is reports. Town manager report, Mr. Williams.
Good afternoon, everybody. One thing I was going to bring up is the marquee. I contacted Bristol Signs, and they said it would be about 3 months on the site.
You shouldn't have paid them first. Half up, half when you finish.
That was a requirement.
I see. So it was going to be 3 months?
Yeah, she said about 3 months. Might be sooner, but that's what they anticipated. Talked with, we spoke last month or not, or meeting about ADP.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Okay. Not going to be a behind thing.
Right. It's starting the first paycheck in January, which is the 8th.
Because I think we talked about that you guys would cut the one for the last week of the month.
Okay.
And do it separate, and then them do the next one, right?
Okay. We've been providing all the information to, because they're wanting to finish it before holidays and Christmas.
Right.
I've got a few letters here from organizations and citizens, and thank you letters from the town council and the town of Coburn, employees. We'll take a look at it.
They're good ones?
Yeah.
Here for a long time. Oh, we have the guys. Rappers.
I'm sure everybody got their postcards.
Yep.
something wrong with it?
Nope.
You keep looking, I'm like, so far today, so I got mine on Saturday, I'm assuming everybody else got theirs on Saturday. We've had people come in and wanna know why they're getting notified that they're late on the bill. They're wanting to know why they haven't gotten the new bill, if this is reason to wait. Some has canceled their email addresses from receiving the water bills back to paper. It's been an interesting day.
I don't understand. What is there, why?
I don't know. First guy came in saying, "Hold on, we have a problem." He left laughing.
Did it have to do with those cards or?
Those cards.
But it didn't say your bill was late, it was just explaining.
It says, "This town of Coburn would like to take this opportunity to share and or remind our customers the following information." Can't make it more clear than that.
There's a lot of phone calls left from that. Been working with the Harper funds for the rearage for our utility billing customers. I've got one report done, I'm working on another one to get that submitted by Friday. One of them was more than $22,000 or something, I think I sent Jeff or Sharon an email or a text message. Taxes got out. We'll get quite a bit in. Anybody got questions?
Who was we working with on the funds? Harper? On paying the water bills, who did you say?
It's a ARPA funds, American Recovery Fund or something.
American Recovery Act.
I asked for, I sent a request for a grant from them for, I think it's $34,000. We've got 22 approved.
And that's going to be applied to everybody's late?
And what we discussed several different times, and instead of picking so many people out, whatever, we're just going to get a list of names, who's in arrears, and start on the highest end of it and divide it out equally. So if you owe $5,000, you still get the same amount as somebody or not. Unless it's more than that.
So are you bringing us the list at the next council meeting?
Yes. Right now with Southern Software, we're having issues as far as separating the residential from the commercial. I was on the phone for quite a while with Southern Software, and they couldn't figure out a way to separate the two. So I'm kind of doing that by hand.
So we may just have to do that by hand.
Do we have businesses that are in arrears drastically?
Yes.
Are they local businesses or corporations?
Corporations.
Because I know that one thing from Lenawisco was for any local to apply for it, and I know that there was one that I know applied. I don't know if she got it or not, but she did.
And pretty much anybody that applied should have gotten it.
Yeah. Crystal went out and went business to business and tried to get them signed up. So when do we think we may be able to fix their water bills.
Once I get everything separated, I'm working on today and forward that up until the 15th of December to get all that in. I'm not sure when we'll award it. And part of it too is send it off to ask if the town itself can receive the money without going through the county because of our numbers. If it's high enough, then we could stand receiving that money straight to our account.
I thought we talked about using some of our money that we received.
I'm working on this grant too.
Because the longer we put it off, the deeper those holes get. And I'd like to get them to where we can.
I can stop the grant, then we won't be able to apply for it.
I mean, we're waiting on the grant, but we can still, in the process, be getting the list together for us to use our money, right?
Well, once I put down that this is the percentage, this is the dollar, if that alters drastically, then I don't know if there's like a change thing I can put in to revamp it, or I don't know.
It seems like if we're going to use part of our Recovery Act funding, which we've talked about doing to do this, you know, the master list that you're putting together right now should just be an easy transfer across. I think because you're doing percentages, you've got your list there to begin with. So, I mean, you know, it's just, you're going to know how much that these two grants are going to, you know, put toward helping these folks out. And then from that on, you should have just a balance readily available, I just would assume.
That's what I'm trying to do. I want through the county from the funds they've already got, I think it's like $14,000. I need to get a list also together to forward up like I did before when we had the first COVID-19 relief fund. And then after we do that, then they'll, I got to the end of December for that 26th or 28th.
And you said that how much are we in arrears total?
I think you said 200 and some last time we
asked the question. Yeah. And that's counting the ones that left us and gone.
That means I can't get that. We'll not see that. So.
Okay.
I think when we apply this money, it needs to be for active accounts.
Right.
It doesn't need to be for people.
Yeah, if you're not active, then no.
Right.
And then those that have moved on, the only thing I know there is to just send them a bill. And tell them the next letter they get will be from our lawyer. Yeah, I mean that's how a lot of times you can do that, and you know, the minute you say, "Here's this is from the town of Coburn, blah blah blah," we request that you pay this within blah blah blah, or we may have to take you to court, or DMV stops if they're still in the state of Virginia. You know, there's other revenues and ways of trying to collect it. Not that we would, but effort maybe.
This grant. You call them a grant, it started off as a grant. But it's from August 31st of 2001. And the other half of it is anybody prior to March 1st of 2020. And you've got to compare those two numbers together.
No, not at this time. Salt. What are we gonna do?
I've not heard anything other than when Councilman Steele, when he called and gave me some information. obviously we know we can't store it ourselves.
Right.
Tried calling up there and talking to Paul Maddox about even if we could purchase salt and keep it with, on their end, at their shop. But every time I've called, he's been in a meeting somewhere.
Well, I know that the state has, VDOT has a contractor for our state roads. The only roads that will not be at this time taken care of are our own. The state has already got a contractor set in place. So you'd be able to drive down Front Street.
So there is someone in place for the main roads?
Yep.
Are they set aside just for Coburn, or are they set aside as part of?
I think it's a contract for Coburn. And the way that I'm, the way that I've understood, the way that's gone across the whole state is each locality, they have contracted. Instead of their people doing it, they're contracting it out. Less overtime, trucks, all that good stuff. And that's their new way. Let somebody else do it. That may be why there's going to be so many trucks over there on that sale.
I contacted that company, and I was supposed to send an email on Friday for access to it, and I haven't gotten it back yet.
December the 8th, Jay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, don't look at the GMCs, no matter what they offer to you at. Don't. Are they still closing on the water project on the 6th?
We're working on, Kathy did a lot today, for December the 2nd, getting them information they need so that they can close with VRA. Mm-hmm. And I talked to VRA today in reference to an email where they're talking about opening up a secure account for this project here. And we already have a VRA ready access account, we can utilize the same one without opening up a separate account. We just have to document to maintain the two different numbers. And right now, it's scheduled for the 6th of December.
That's what I had wrote down.
It says we're planning to close VRA at Powell Valley Finance on December 6th at Electron. Is it the 2nd or the 6th?
The 6th is for Lane Group. We all have to get together, the mayor and myself.
So technically it closes the 2nd, but then the 6th is when you all get together.
Okay. Bonds it. So I'm understanding after the 6th they can start working.
Jeff, you got some stuff in the other day for them, did you not?
For
you to store for them, for the water project?
Those valves.
Those valves?
Oh, yeah. We got them over in India. Bottom of them off. Them in the storage room where we got a supplies at. They're sitting in there. Out of the way.
Do we know where they're going to start putting pipe in the ground? Are they going to start with the main trunk from the filtration plant into the three-way? Or are they going to start up here at the traffic light going toward Banner? So I got a lot of people asking that question.
To my understanding, all the jobs should start relatively at the same time. Where one is just the water plant, and that's all they're doing.
Right, but where are they going to start laying pipe? Are they going to do that trunk, the main trunk, down into the town itself first? Or are they going to do this section up here in Banner first? Do we know?
No.
If you could maybe ask Chris that question, let me know. I'd appreciate it. Okay. So like I said, that's a question I've been asked several times.
Because originally we were talking about it, it was starting up that main trunk down below the water plant. And then it went to town, then it went to Laurel, then it went out to Banner. have the extra funds. I think John is trying to get the same schedule which we originally planned to do. Another thing, the water plant has asked again if we could get the computer system to update the current one they got right now, which will fall into place with the plans, which is not on the original plans. And I'm not sure if Land Group is going to do a order to, change order to add that or not, which I don't think they are.
I think we should find out.
I thought Chris said that they were going to include that computer system in that.
John originally told me he was going to, but I've not heard or seen anything.
So we don't know.
And that foculator?
Yeah, that we were told to leave it.
Mean looking word. they got the one going, and TMB ordered two of them, which in turn, Boggs contacted Land Group. Land Group told them to send it back. So they went back to Boggs. And we've got one that's working, the other one is hit and miss. And right now, they're 3 months out getting any of them in. And what Brian is worried about is that the further, the longer we wait, the longer it's going to take it, something in, of course, process may be too long. If something happens to that one, I'm sure.
And, but even, but our new system that we're putting in is going to take care of all that and replace it with new.
Between now and a year from now.
And so if I bought one and put it in, is it the same one that's going to be there when they put their new one in?
Same one.
Because I wouldn't want to buy one and then it be obsolete when they finish up there.
It'll be the same as that, but.
So now we want to tell Boggs to get one and bring it back? Is that
what they would? Personally, I just hate to, it's already went down and they got it fixed and went down and they got it fixed again. I don't know how many times you can fix it, keep it going. And especially for the wait time, I mean, it's, we're a year out, just get by. So we start the project now, we don't have any pipe put in the ground. We're talking about doing that. The iron something, what's it called?
Duck iron.
Which what's duck iron?
It's got a concrete layer inside of it. And it's iron. Which is a lot more time put down, right? Because you got to do machinery to line everything up because of the weight. It just isn't plastic that you roll in the ditch and put it together.
And then if it cracks, how hard is that to repair?
Usually that duck iron cracks right there, the crack all the way around.
Yeah.
And then the plastic, something hit that plastic and it split all the way down to the next door.
Okay.
But well, you can get the plastic now. They said you're looking at a year or a year and a half just to get the plastic under the ground.
Yep.
Even though we're closing on everything, getting everything done, we're not going to be able to do anything.
Depends on where we can do some magic getting that stuff in, I guess.
You just said that we wouldn't get it.
TMB, I think it was, had some in stockpile and was waiting, but of course everybody that's doing these jobs wants to start, so they obviously make some money. But they end up having to use that someplace else, which had nothing to do with ordering anything for the town. That's just what they had in the yard, so to say. It's interesting.
So are we needing to buy the foculator, the one we sent back and have them send it back, and just get one?
I've never been a gambling person, though. Just how much risk you want to take.
As long as I don't have a problem buying one. If I know the one I'm buying is going to be the exact what I need
exact
when they revamp.
What's in the project plans right now.
As long as it's the same, then I would be probably thinking we should. It's wintertime, things get cold. makes things harder. So I would be thinking, and how much is Buculator?
Originally, I thought it was about 8,000, but I think it's about 12 or 14.
But without one, we don't have water.
We'll have one, but, you know, over more pressure and use on the one, it won't have as good, so.
Okay, the water project's going to change out the complete system out there, which is going to include this particular piece. So if we're using the same identical one, that gives us the ability to have this one as a backup when we take it out of the system, so.
That's what I was wanting to be sure, that it was not going to be obsolete when the new system went in.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I'm like what you guys are saying. I mean, I don't think it's worth taking a chance.
If it's going to be the same, if we can confirm that it's going to be the same one.
Yeah, as long as it's the same, I feel like it's in our best interest. I think it's in our best interest to keep the water on. I hate water problems with a passion. Let me tell you, I don't like them.
Especially 60 gallons per minute.
So I would be thinking that that would be something that we need to go ahead and do. I hate to tell Boggs, go get it, bring it back, but.
I just think it's the best for town's interest.
If it's going to be compatible with the new system, I'm all for it. If it's going to be obsolete, no.
That's what I say.
We're sure that it's the same. I think consensus would be is to go ahead and start the process of getting that brought in. Just be sure that it's compatible for the new system. That's my thought. So get us a Buculator. The door that was ordered, when is that ever going to come?
I'm afraid to ask that.
Jeff, that guy ever get back with you about the door?
Yeah, he's supposed to send a couple of guys over here, and they're going to take some more measurements and everything. They lost the measurement.
I thought they had already came and remeasured. Have they not came and remeasured?
They haven't came yet. They said it didn't back up.
Can we make a phone call?
Yeah, I'll call them.
I mean,
is there any other company nearby or anything?
Who are you dealing with, Jeff?
Gordon Morris, over at Avenue.
Because October the 12th, I took a note that said the door has been ordered.
Yeah, I called him and everything, and he said he had mixed up with some other papers, and he couldn't find the measurements or something, so he said he was going to send a couple more guys back over here.
I mean, are there any more door places around?
That's what I was trying to think. I mean, Big Stone Glass doesn't do doors, do they? No, they do glasses. They do. I know they do shower doors and stuff like that, but do they do doors like this?
I don't think so.
Is Boggs still
in business? That's what I was thinking. I don't know whether he does that type of door or just garage doors.
Right. I don't know.
I'm going to make a couple calls and want to find out.
I would appreciate it.
And I have talked with the locksmith too about getting the locks replaced. When I have one door, it's going to have a keypad on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get the internet working down here well enough, you can do a Bluetooth on it or a Wi-Fi on it. And we can change it without having to come back out here.
I like that
idea.
In
between rentals or whatever.
You can, I think those that are Wi-Fi set up, that you can have that keypad, the code, say you rent it out for Saturday, they pick the key up on Friday, their code opens it up Friday, and at midnight on Saturday, that code is no longer working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would save a lot of problems of whoever has keys and decided they liked our chairs and tables. Because I was just looking, we're still missing a lot of chairs.
And another thing too, like when they have parties and stuff over here, they need to find some way to keep them from messing with the thermostat, because they keep the thermostat up and down, it's turning the heat.
Can you put a lockbox on it?
We hit one on our reporters when it broke off.
Well, I think we put one on it again.
And now you'll know.
And then we have it checked when she comes to clean after a party, and if it's broken, then we know immediately who broke it.
Right.
And then we'll charge it.
We can get one that you have to put a security code in to change it.
But if they break it, it's broken.
You mean the security code to change the temperature?
Oh.
Right.
And then you wouldn't need a lockbox, they wouldn't be able to change it.
You have to put a, like you do your phone.
But then somebody's going to be aggravated all the time, just saying, it's so cold over here, we all turn up a heat, and probably need to leave it sitting on 70 all the time.
By that time, we're home.
74.
No, my house is on 76.
67. You're young. You're not old like me.
When you're having a party down here, 70 is probably sufficient.
At your age, I kept it on 66.
When you put a lot of bodies and stuff in here, 70 is probably sufficient year-round. And if you think it's cold, go outside and come back. And you'll see how warm 70 is. Put on more coats.
Going back to the water filtration plant for a second. Well, we would be covered under the American Recovery Act for that, would we not?
Based on what?
It's water related.
Yeah, it's water related, so we can use that.
Yeah. So that's just even more reason to go ahead and, you know, do it.
Yeah.
Would you say you were checking the door at?
Door of the North.
Okay, there's a place called the Door Store, which is on Sycamore Street in Bristol. There's a American Steel and Iron Company, which is on Kings Mill in Bristol. It says they do commercial doors. Now, those are definitely commercial doors.
Yeah.
And then there's a Building Accents on Commonwealth.
The one you've been talking to, is he from Norton?
No, I think he's from Norton.
Because Crooked Road had a guy from Norton to do their doors.
You got Charlie. While she's looking up the number, Jeff.
The Rutherford Girls.
You know where you straightened up the parking lot up at the track?
I could.
I just got a call this evening.
They've done
twice. Saying that somebody had gone back up there.
And did it again?
Did it again. But now, she and I talked about this evening. If I understand correctly what she told me, we're not responsible for that parking lot.
We do bathrooms and grass.
For the grass and the restrooms.
Correct.
I did find out something else. There is a camera system that's up there at the batting cage that is pointing maybe out toward the parking lot. And I said, can you find out who mans it? So he did. So our resource officer at the high school has access to it, and Brian Crutchfield has access to it. And I think it would be either up to Jimmy or Scott to contact either or both and see if we can find out, or they can find out. We're gonna stay out of it. I got aggravated because she said, it's not our responsibility. So, if.
But I don't think it is.
She said not ours or not theirs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Did something happen in the parking lot?
Oh, well, they've been going up there to rut it out.
When you drive up there, I rode up there the other day.
They go up there and do donuts and stuff.
Oh yeah, it's like this.
Wear it out.
Even a big truck would have trouble getting through there.
And they went up there once and fixed it.
I don't think that the cameras pointed to the parking lot.
Okay.
It's worth a try.
I mean, it's worth a try, but I don't think it is.
And then I also, that's private property per se, it belongs to the school, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can we write tickets on their parking lot? Can we do anything to them?
There's certain things you can. I think that's probably.
I mean, that's vandalism.
But the school doesn't want to press charges for vandalism, then they'll
Lonesome Pine. He's a locksmith.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't do doors.
So no more fixing the gravel parking lot, and I appreciate you doing what you did, though. And county will have to figure out how they want to police that or take care of that. And anybody that's here in town that uses that parking lot, I'll just say you'll have to take it up with the Wise County School. That sound fair enough?
Just remind them that part of that agreement is that track is still available to the citizens of the town of Coburn.
Well, if they want us to mow the grass and keep up the bathroom, they'll not lock it.
They can't lock it.
That's part of the agreement, is that they maintain, the town will maintain access to it. And I know he was kind of making fun at one point. Well, I'm seriously about putting porta potties up. Betty's doing the cleaning up right now, and she's telling me some stories.
Well, anywhere there's a public restroom, that is always the way.
We get porta potties.
Okay, Santa, we're not in Florida.
The porta potties.
We get whatever company, they'll come out and service them.
Right.
So often, so.
I can just see a porta potty being pushed over the hill. That's what I see happening.
Hopefully no one's in it.
Well, I mean, you don't know. These are kids, and kids are doing it, and that's what you're, that.
The other day, somebody took a whole roll of toilet paper, it's a toilet paper roll, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, put it in the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, I had suggested talking to the county and locking the gate at night and then opening it up at 6 or 7 in the morning, because I do know there's people that walk in the morning that early. I don't know how late they are, but she did brought up again. She said, well, if you go up there and unlock it at 6 in the morning, they can be there at 6:30 doing donuts, so.
And if you lock it at 10 o'clock at night, they may show up at 9:30,
They'll just drive around in the grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, drive around the grass.
Well, they don't only go up there, they go right at the swimming pool and go in the grass.
I noticed that.
You noticed that?
Yes.
So maybe we need to take a trail cam up there and put it somewhere and catch them and get a tag number.
If you could ever catch somebody.
Because it's probably the same person.
An example of them, then it might make believers out of the rest of them.
Sal and Beth, that it's the same person doing it all the time.
Probably. Just because they can.
Because it's one of those, watch this, Bubba. It's one of those moments they're up there doing them. That's my thoughts. I don't know how to correct the problem up there. And it would be nice if I knew that they could catch it on that camera. But I think that was just mostly because they broke into the batting cages.
Okay, any additional questions?
Just to verify, everybody's in consensus to go ahead and move forward with this foculator?
Yeah. Get the foculator and use our
The same COVID foculator of the ones that's scheduled for the...
As long as they, as long as what we're putting in are compatible.
It's going to be the exact same thing. So.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I don't know how many different varieties are out there, but... I would want to be sure.
It's more of the control panel than the electric pump. That makes a difference.
Just as long as we're compatible, I'm good.
Yeah.
And what's the deal with the computer system now?
With the new telemetry.
Telemetry valves?
That they're getting. The current machine isn't capable of running it smoothly.
Well, if that's not part of the upgrade, I mean, again, we seem to have a water-related issue here, which should, again, American Recovery seems to specify water-related. So,
You know, I think there's going to be more infrastructure money turned loose too.
Not according to the news tonight. State of Virginia and state of Tennessee is getting all the money. It's going to go for roads, internet, train. Didn't say anything about water. And one of our senators on TV tonight, Senator Warner, even specified that they were trying to get maybe rail into Bristol. Nothing about water.
I thought we had that new train that was going to go from Bristol to D.C.
Roanoke.
They talked about it.
I thought they had a name. I looked it up.
Yeah, it had a name. I read an article.
Yeah, and it picks up and then goes to Roanoke and Richmond. And no, this is, never mind, that's a bus. It's a bus route.
Oh yeah, it is a bus.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is a bus.
Amtrak schedule going to Roanoke.
I sit in my brain trying to remember that, and it is a bus. I think you can go to D.C. on a bus for like $50.
You can go to New York for just a little bit more, can't you, Devin?
Sure can.
No.
You can catch a coal train for free.
I ain't done that either.
Okay, any additional questions for Mr. Williams? Okay, let's move on along then. Next item on the agenda is Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. On the agenda for tonight is that we repaired a leak at Timberville. We repaired a leak on Central Street beside the football field. We went and trimmed the trees in front of Boston. Repaired a leak on Kaiser Street. Went and changed the garland off the poles and put them back on the bridges. Repaired a leak on Carolina Road down Powellstown. Went and tore out the beavers down from the police department all the way back up to the gun shop. And now they
remember how many there were?
Huh?
Were they four of them or five?
Five of them.
It's five different dams.
Five of them, five different ones, and then got back up here, and the Beaver Dam already built it back up behind the Beavers already. Yeah.
How many more trees are down there that they can cut? They got to be running out of trees.
Well, they'll even get them and pull them from somewhere else and drag them.
There's a tree about that big, it's down about right there.
Yeah.
And they'll drag stuff. They'll cut trees from somewhere else and drag it down.
Then we repair the water leak. Dungannon Road, part of water leak on Hamilton Street, and you know, we fixed the direct gravel part to the track, but then we part of the leak, Crane's Nest, and we did 95 work orders. And we're working on right now, that got all the Christmas decorations up, just like a few more stuff we're doing, and then we have it lit up. Y'all might see a few different things, but if you need to change when it lights up, just let us know. And that's all we got.
Okay, questions for Mr. Livingston?
So after the last council meeting and we had a Timberville water leak, have we talked about putting that reducer valve in?
Yeah, talk to Bob's right there. They're going to come, we're going to put it down in the that vault.
Control box or whatever.
Yeah, out there.
Don't mention that place until we get it fixed.
I mean, I want to know if we got that reducer valve going to go put it in so that we can maybe prevent some of that from happening. I mean, I hate that that happened that way. But
we're not capable of putting it in. That's the reason we have to get boxed. They got the equipment.
Right.
And then you'll be down in that vault too and have all kind of ventilation going in there too.
Yep.
Okay. Additional questions for Mr. Livingston? I think you're going to get by easy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Lane Group. Do we have anything additional for Mr. Mullins?
Not right now. I've got some paperwork that I'm signing for them. I'll finish that up tomorrow. There's still on the timeline for possible closing on the 2nd. Then all of us get together on the 6th to finish it out.
Okay. Be sure to remind me of that, please. Okay, any questions? All right, we're starting to move along here pretty good. Next item on the agenda is Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
My report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due of $10,022. The income accounts payables were $59,823.53. November 8th's regular meeting minutes will be distributed along with December 13th's regular council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, November the 19th, was $302,623.64. We had $38,111.98 in outstanding checks, less our total accounts payable due of $10,022, which left a balance of $254,489.66. Since I've done those reports, we had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $4,059.62, and today's deposit was $24,320.17, for a combined total cash availability of $282,869.45. In your packets, you'll find a copy of our total cash availability report for the month of November current and the cash comparison report. At the last meeting, I didn't have the Food City gas card statement, so I included that in tonight's packets.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Mrs. Sharp?
The safety deposit box fee, did we ever determine that we needed it and what was in it?
There's nothing in it.
So why are we keeping it?
You want to close it?
I would. I thought that was the point.
Well, I'd wait a year.
We didn't pay them. They're going to give me all my money back. But I thought we, when we found out the last time that there was nothing in it, I think it was a year ago when we paid that, yeah. That we discussed the fact that, you know, if there's nothing in it, then why do we have it? We have a safe that we put everything in, so.
Okay, do we have in place, and this has probably been discussed before, I heard parts of it, people that do not pay their taxes, do we have a procedure to go to the DMV and do something with that?
We're in the process of doing that.
Okay.
DMV stops. You two went to school for that, didn't you? A class? Or Roberta took a class?
In other words, if I went to get my decals for my tag plates or get tags or anything at the DMV, it stops them from getting it. Until you're satisfied.
Yes.
Okay, additional questions? All right, you're going to get by easy tonight, too. Next item on the agenda is the Police Department. I see Chief Brooks is not here. Do we have anything from him?
He is working with an uncertified officer and said if we needed him to call him, he would be here.
Okay. Next item is Fire Department. Chief Hawkins is not here. Do we have anything from them? Okay, any questions? Okay, next item is the attorney report. Mr. Sturgill is here.
I am here. I am working on the resolution that you all asked me to prepare for the Eagle Scout. And that's really all I've got for tonight.
So will that be ready on the 13th? Mm-hmm. So we need to try to
that one in
have him and Brooklyn.
And Brooklyn.
And hers is obviously done.
Yeah.
We just got to get her here. So we're saying on the
13th. And just
13th,
maybe, yeah, let her know that we're
she's going to be in the parade.
For another one. So Well, that don't do us any good. That's on the third.
Well, one act is going to do something. Looks, have they won that yet?
No, not state.
Okay, not state.
But they're headed there.
They're running out of fingers to put rings on.
Well, you got to think, though, that you only have 4 years, usually. Five.
No,
you're an eighth grader.
You've got one person that's been there for every one of them.
Mr. Burke.
Yeah.
And do like Kaylee's got a box. And we fixed it where you just stick some rings in it on display.
All right. Next item on the agenda under new business, Mr. Mooney, you asked for the police department premium pay to be added.
Yes, I think Scott sent out an email to all council members with the response from Morgan Griffith's office with his opinion about the Recovery Act premium pay. And originally when we voted on this, we were under the impression that if they had already received any type of funding that they weren't eligible, but based on reading this, it's a different pot of money. So my take on it is the police department is eligible. Will, is that the way you read that response?
That's how I read the response, yes.
Okay.
Okay. What about the original opinion?
As far as what the original opinion was, I don't know, but I know that opinion came from a legislative attorney through Morgan Griffith's office. And technically, they're the ones who are writing the provisions, typically. So I would think that you could probably reasonably rely on that second opinion. As far as where the first opinion came from, I don't know.
And then I'm under the impression that the monies that they got to begin with, that those were put in as overtime pay.
Correct.
And they had to work overtime to acquire that money, correct?
Yes.
And this is a premium pay for your regular hours worked that we allotted to everybody that worked, a premium pay on top of what they got paid.
That's correct.
And so it's two different.
And based on my reading, it's two different pots, too.
Yeah, two different.
One's coming from the COVID relief, and the second one's coming from the ARPA.
So two different pots of money, two different things. The premium pay, you're not necessarily having to work for it. It's just what you've already worked
for. No, actually, you would have to work for it. If you don't put the hours in.
It's what you've already worked during COVID.
Right, but you've got to work the hours.
Right. I don't think that was going to be a problem. I think they worked their hours, not even counting their overtime that they put in to reach to that other pot, because the other pot was strictly on overtime.
Correct.
And I feel like that they worked like everybody else did, even though they got the extra pay, I understand. But it was they worked for it, and these people, you and Jim and all of you, worked your regular hours, and then you got a premium pay for doing that. And that was a bonus that we agreed on. And the police department put in their regular hours, and then they applied for and received a grant over and above on their own and used it for overtime, and they had to put in overtime to use it. And should I not allow them to receive the same premium pay that I gave to everybody else?
Why would you not?
That's my thought.
They're eligible, like everybody else.
I mean, I'm sorry I didn't have some way to find the money to pay $30 an hour overtime, because I know there's a lot of guys that go out and work in some pretty bad conditions for overtime. But I don't know where to find that.
This is not a voting meeting, but I think that we could get a consensus. Everybody else has already been paid, so I think we can see what everybody else's thoughts are, and if we can get a consensus.
But you'd have to have worked during that period of time.
Yeah,
you can't
those
be
eligible.
A new hire, none of that. And if you've left our employment.
Right. You have to still be employed.
Yep.
So my consensus vote would be to pay all the eligible police department workers the premium pay like we did everybody else. That's my comment.
I'll agree.
I agree.
And you agree?
Agree.
It's four, and you're going to say no.
Well, my concern here, guys, is that we had an opinion rendered by our attorney who read all the paperwork saying that if you had received funds, period, from any other source, that you were not eligible for this particular premium pay policy. And, you know, the congressman's office is not the one that ultimately makes those decisions. It's Treasury Department, if that's my understanding, it's Internal Revenue or someone of that nature, is the one that makes those decisions. And, you know, if something happens that we come up here 2 months from now, 3 months from now, or 2 years from now, and we have a consensus from Treasury that it doesn't qualify, is Morgan Griffin's office going to take the blunt and repay this money?
Well, who is the legislative attorney, Congressional Research Service? Who are they?
I mean, technically, they're the ones who are the advisors to the congressmen who help write the laws. I mean, generally speaking, I mean, they do the research as far as that. They put the language in the bills. That's always kind of my understanding of what their role is.
I don't ever remember receiving or reading another opinion. The only thing that I was ever read was a comment on a piece of paper that was shown at a council meeting that we thought meant that they weren't eligible. I don't remember anything.
That came from Will, if I remember correctly.
I did not do
it's out of the, it's out of the
it was not an opinion. It was paperwork that Jimmy had that he went and said, based on this, I think that they're not eligible. It was no opinion from anyone. It was what was in the paperwork listed who was eligible for that.
Yeah,
there's not been any other opinions from anyone. I didn't read it.
To my knowledge, I mean, I know I didn't do a written opinion.
I know that you didn't do a written.
And I didn't think I gave a but I could have, but I don't remember.
I was never here. The only thing I know is the packet that Jimmy had, he read a sentence or whatever, and you said, based on reading this, I don't know that they would be eligible. It was no legal anything. It was just in the guidelines in that document.
I think that's true.
Well, wouldn't the town would have had paid overtime anyway from lack of employees, you know, at the time?
Yes.
What are you talking about, Carlos?
The $30.
The $30?
Yeah. See, that was a special grant.
That was a special grant.
I know it was.
Yeah, we wouldn't have paid $30.
We wouldn't have paid $30, but there would have still been some overtime that we would have had to pay.
Because of the lack of employees.
Well, you and not to, you know, totally debate the situation, but you had a situation with, you know, first of all, there was $25,000 that was going for overtime pay, and there's $25,000 that were going for a computer system for the cars. And then they decided that they didn't want the computer systems, even though they were already ordered, and I think they were in, were they not?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, they were not.
They were
on their way or something.
Virginia, Kentucky had an order and they canceled.
Okay. And then that $25,000 ended up going into that fund, which I didn't have a problem with.
And they got permission to do that.
They did.
Took place.
They did.
They had to, because they had to clarify what the grant was for, and they approved it.
And, you know, I don't feel like, and I know everyone was given the opportunity to utilize that, but I think you had one or two people that utilized the complete amount almost, as opposed to being across the board.
Everyone had the opportunity.
I understand that. But, you know, I would really have liked to have seen that being distributed equal to all the employees that are down there so they can all reap the benefits of it. And it's not something you've got to use today. You can use it next week or next month. And then that way everyone benefits from it instead of just a few. And, you know, I'm not disagreeing that, you know, they probably under these guidelines are entitled to this, which I'm fine with doing this, But I would like for the, in the future, when we have funds like this, that it be equally divided between all the officers or all the people involved as a whole.
I agree to that, but that's like a work day at school. You can't force anybody to come in and get a work day.
I understand that.
If they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. Everybody down there was given the right opportunity. You can't say, you have to work 10 hours of this, you have to work 10 hours of this. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. They all have an opportunity.
There was never a time limit that I'm aware of that was put on using this fund.
No, there was not. Use it, use it as you want.
December 31st, I think they had to use it and lose it.
And, you know, these were burned up a long time ago.
So that's...
In the future, I'd like to see it go across the board equally for all the employees. And if employee number one decides they don't want to use it at this point in time, I'm sure somewhere between then and the next 6 months, they're going to have the opportunity to do it. And that way, everyone's fairly treated and everyone gets the, you know, the ability to reap the benefits of it.
I believe, I understand that, and I do. And I ask officers about that who said they didn't want it. So that was their choice not to, and I don't know why. And well, I do too. Some people would rather have their time at home than their time on the job. I understand that. And I know Joe, every day of the week, would say, no, I don't want to work overtime. That's the way he worked. He didn't want it. But there was other people at the phone company that was, yeah, I'll take it. I want it, and it didn't matter. They let them have it. And that's the same thing that's gone on down here. They had the opportunity to use it. Well, now they don't have any opportunity to use it because it's gone.
That's right.
So zero.
That's right.
That's their own fault.
That's their fault, and that was the way they did it. And I can't help that, but I can help my image with every person that works for us by being fair across the board.
And again, I don't
and
have a problem.
And that's a premium pay.
I don't have
for
a problem
everybody.
With the premium pay portion of it.
Okay.
But, you know, again, if we have funds that are available in the future, I want to see it evenly distributed across
and
all.
And if everybody doesn't want it evenly distributed, what are we going to say? Then that money nobody can spend? Nobody can use?
No. Somewhere along the line, I guarantee you every officer we have is going to have overtime.
Maybe, maybe not.
Well, I'm fine with telling them that.
You can tell them, but can you legally say that?
No.
No, it's got to be written in the way that the grant is. If the grant specifies it, yes. But if the grant says use it however, then you can't legally say you have to do it this way.
Then why were we asked to vote on it to begin with?
Well, we had to vote on it so they would have the amount of money to be used.
Because when you go out and get a grant, I think that we have to agree for them to get it.
And that's what we did. We didn't vote on how they were going to use it.
Actually, we did.
Yeah.
Just for overtime.
Overtime.
That's all it was said.
No.
Computers,
and
then we voted. No computers, overtime. That's what it was. We all know you didn't agree with it, but that was what the vote was. That's what they did. It's in the past. It's not going to change.
But we can argue about it.
We sure can. We sure can, but it ain't going to change nothing. I think you had at least four with the consensus. So since
I'm fine with it, guys. Okay, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
Since everybody else has already received theirs, I think it'd be nice if we got those checks out to them this week, at least.
But just be sure, like I said, that they have to have been working during that period of time.
Yeah, same guidelines as everybody else.
And new hirees, that didn't, where did we cut them off at? What was the date?
Whatever date you all used.
Yeah.
Because some of you
followed the same guidelines.
Yeah.
And then my thought on these grants, such as that, I know that the police department, then the fire departments, they have special grants set up just because of who they are. But we should be on the lookout for grants for our other people also.
I
try to
find
them for the pool all the time. So far, I haven't found this one that we legitimately can get. But I do look, and I do try.
But just because these other groups go above and beyond and get grant money doesn't mean that they're punished for getting that. We should be happy that they get that money.
And I am. But I'd like to see all of our people to be able to reap the benefits.
I agree to that. I don't have a problem trying to make sure that all of the police force equally divide up anytime they have that type of grant. The DMV grant is there right now, am I right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure. And how many of, or are they all evenly working that?
Don't have a clue.
Because they all don't.
We don't get a schedule. So I don't know.
Well, that's not on there.
There is no schedule.
There's a whole lot of things that we don't get or don't get done that are supposed to. And if we want to go ahead and get started and listen to that, we'll be here all night. And that's from everybody.
But my neck hurts. I'm fit sick. That's not a lot.
Okay. Anything else on that? Okay. Do we have any other reason to go into closed session? Okay, hearing none, let's do council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No concerns.
Mr. Mooney.
I don't have any.
Mr. Steele.
I think everybody, again, Jeff, Kathy, Will, Jimmy, for your due diligence that you do for the town of Coburn and the people. You all do a great job.
Mr. Steele.
Same thing. Appreciate everybody, even when we agree to not to agree. That's just the way it's supposed to be. That's why there's five of us, and if we all agreed all the time, it would not be a working council. That's what I got to think about that. And I think that to disagree sometimes is the better thing to do, and just learn to accept those times when it happens.
You've got to remember, I was 4-1 vote for 2 years. Motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? Those in favor for adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Aye.